Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
As I told you, this 10-game stretch was going to be a make-or-break stretch for the New York Mets. This is their longest homestand of the year. They're coming off playing their worst baseball of the season. And they follow it up and they start this 10-game homestand with just brutal losses. Brutal losses. But here's something that bothers me a little bit, because this owner has been a little under siege, right? He comes out, the first thing he tells you when he first takes over the team is they're going to win a championship within 5 years. He's held to that standard, which, honestly, the idea that, oh, he should have never said that, I heard Lugie saying that today. The idea he never should have said it, oh, I'm sorry, would we not have expected it if he didn't say it? Like, I find it hard to believe that Met fans would feel better about the position they're in if the owner just didn't say, hey, we're going to win a championship in the first 5 years. You're expected to win. It's the New York Mets. It's New York. He comes over. He's the richest owner in baseball. He's expected to win. Whether it's spending money or whether it's spending less money or whatever the case may be, he comes in, right, at the rest of the Major League Baseball's unhappiness, where you got to bring Sandy Alderson along for the ride just to calm them down. He comes in. He gives you a year with only the Lindor move, and then he spends a ton of money, and he brings in starting pitching, and he has the highest payroll in baseball, and that falls apart, and now you are where you are. But what bothers me about this owner, and I understand you want the owner on some level. We get off, especially Met fans, get off on the idea that he's a fan. Like, it's very important. It seems very important to the fan base that he's a fan, maybe because you felt so disconnected from the last ownership group who, you know, turned City Field into, you know, a Dodger shrine. I get it. Didn't have any Met reference, right? The element of not only being the richest owner to join the ranks of MLB owner, but it's also, he's a fan. He gets it. And he's done a lot of things that have helped change that perspective. He wants to invest in the area around, as we know. He's brought back the black jerseys and Old Timers Day and retiring numbers and the Tom Seaver statue, and all those things are great. All those things are great. But the problem is, sometimes I don't like my owner to be out there. Now, you never want him to disappear during the bad times, and sometimes we get on owners who never speak, and that's fine. But I'm sorry. When he goes out there, after having the offseason they just had, and make no mistake about it, they can tell you whatever they wanted to tell you. At the trade deadline last year, the owner told you how he was going to handle this season. He told you, we're not going to have as many stars. We're going to really focus on 25-26. They have a rotation filled with guys who they hope will resort back to previous selves. And so far, they've gotten lucky in that department, despite the fact that Senga goes down, and still now you're getting more cryptic stuff from him. I'll know when my body is right. I don't even know what's going on with him. I know he's got some tricep soreness. He took a shot. I don't know when he's going to come back. I mean, you could easily be looking at the All-Star break for Kodai Senga, but you knew that injury was down. They still had starting pitchers out there. They chose not to spend money. They bring JD Martinez in at the last moment just because the numbers finally fit and he was willing to take the contract you were willing to pay him. The team lost how many games last year, and you made no significant changes. In fact, you knew the rotation was going to be far worse, and you were relying on the idea of guys having turnaround seasons and Diaz back, and that's been a disaster. And so when the owner tweets out after another brutal loss to send you 9 games under 500 against the Giants, losing it in extra innings, or I think this was actually after the Grand Slam game, the first game of the series, where the bullpen and Reed Garrett, who's coming back to earth, which is, I mean, how could he not? The guy was one of the best relievers in all of baseball. And really, this bullpen, after off to an incredible start, has kind of come back to earth altogether. You've seen them multiple times, angry and throwing stuff in the dugout. Ottavino's not been as good as he was the first month and a half of the season, and now Reed Garrett has obviously stubbed his toe a little bit too and gives up this grand slam against the Giants in another brutal loss. For the owner to come out and say, "What a stretch. Mind-boggling. I know how disheartening this is for the fans. Thank you for caring so much." Is it really mind-boggling? I know they've lost in a myriad of ways. And they've had these heartbreaking losses, and every single aspect of the team has failed them at one time or another. And they're losing ways the way bad teams lose games. And I know you told your fan base that you expected them to be a playoff team a week ago, after being caught in what you thought, I guess, was a personal message in a DM, and instead you tweeted out about in replying to someone who said blow it up by saying, "Oh, well, listen, there's nothing we can do now. All this is a trade deadline conversation." And after last year's trade deadline, which you did it as soon as you possibly could, and then told everyone that this was going to be the future of the team as you hired a young executive who you knew was going to want to put his own stamp on this team. The idea the Mets aren't any good right now isn't that shocking. And the owner didn't do what he was capable of doing, which is spending money and adding to the team to try and make it better. Now, I understand the plan. And I understand building through the farm system and trying to build a sustained winner. But please, when you didn't put any real assets into this team, when you didn't try and make sure this was going to be a team to compete with the Braves and the Phillies and the Dodgers, please don't tell me, it's just mind-boggling. Yeah, listen, nobody expected Lindor to hit under 200. But I mean, Alonso's been pretty much what he was last year. McNeil's been pretty much what he's been last year. I mean, this team is what it is. It's the same team as last year, with less pitching. So please, get off Twitter and stop replying to people who say blow it up. Stop telling us we believe to be a playoff team, and then stop telling your fan base how mind-boggling it is when you didn't put the best team forward and you told us you were going to do that. Now, have you had some brutal losses? Yes. But, I mean, this offense is what it is. This starting pitching staff hopefully can continue to do what it's doing without Senga. You didn't help it. And the bullpen's coming down to earth, and you're playing like one of the worst teams in baseball over the last month or so, since your West Coast series win against the Dodgers. Since that point, this team's been bad.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So please, save me the mind-boggling stretch that you're just flabbergasted that your team isn't what? I mean, you're still four games out of a playoff spot. So the idea that you believe they're a playoff team still functions today. But I just, you know, we all get on Steinbrenner, and rightfully so. And I'm, you know, as much as I'll defend on some level his comments, they were stupid. Why make them? But the difference is the Yankees have been playing so well, no one cares. The Yankees have been playing so well that it doesn't matter on some level what the owner says. You can put aside what the owner says, but when your team is struggling and then the owner comes out and he tries to, I don't know, pacify you by saying, hey, I feel it too. Great. And it's not mind-boggling because everybody heading into the season thought a lot of things had to break right to be considered a playoff team. And it's not all that shocking or mind-boggling that it hasn't broke right. But having said that, this homestand's not over. They got three games against the Dodgers, who are playing, you know, their worst baseball of the season on a four-game losing streak. And then you take in the Arizona Diamondbacks, who haven't really played well all year, and Corbin Carroll, last year's Rookie of the Year, is having a dreadful season. So there's still time to turn this thing around, but please just stop tweeting.